What up, and welcome back to Bach Fantasy Talk. Like always, I'm your favorite host, Bach. And with that, let's get into it.
Front!
Trying to throw, Jones caught it. Did he get both feet down? Yes, he did! Touchdown, Atlanta!
Yeah! Great job!
Snap to Kirk, here they come. Got to get rid of it. Live for Mooney. Caught! 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Atlanta! Fourth and one.
And Chris Davis takes it in the back of the end zone. He'll run it out to the 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 45. There goes Davis.
Oh, my gosh.
Davis is going to run it all the way back. Auburn's going to win the football game.
What up, what up, and welcome back to another episode of Bach Fantasy Talk. Like always, I'm your favorite host, Bach. A couple things I got for you this week. I got a lot of work, so I'm just going to be going as fast as I can. I'm going to sit down. I'm listening to keep talking and will not stop. Falcons Focus hit 1,000 followers. That is my Falcons fan page. Really happy about that. If you have not followed that, I highly recommend you do. If I know you, I will 100% follow you back. If you DM me, I probably will follow you back as well. So very excited about that. Another thing, I am now joining the Auburn radio, so I will be recapping the Auburn game against Oklahoma with one of the guys I met. You'll meet him. His name is Jack. Really good guy. So I will be doing that as well. So listen to that as well. I'll probably be posting that on the Bach Fantasy Talk, and I'll also be posting that on my Snapchat. Want people to listen to that. Switching over to Auburn Sports, which is really exciting. But instead, we're going to switch back, talk to the NFL, talk about Thursday night game. I had the pleasure of watching this whole game. I told you the Packers were going to win. It was not going to be close. At 9 points, was pretty close. Tucker Kraft looked amazing. I think he's the guy from here on out. Washington side of the ball, Jaden Daniels will be out. Austin Eckler tore his ACL. They couldn't run the ball at all, so it's going to be really interesting. Jacoby Crossey-Moret is obviously the guy here going forward. In Washington, he got the bulk carries besides Eckler. Man, sorry to hear about Eckler. I think Austin Eckler's time in the NFL is officially over. Zach Ertz can be a play. I think with Mariota, I think he's worth a shot. Terry McLaurin starting to get back there, but not there yet. I think we see a lot of Debo Samuel in screen passes and running the ball. We saw a lot of Debo Samuel screen passes the other day. 8 targets, 7 receptions. I think you're going to see that a lot. I think it's going to be an offense, kind of like Kyle Shanahan offense for Washington from here on out, with Cliff Kingsbury being the offensive coordinator. What am I saying? Is get the ball to the best players, let those guys move. I think that's what's going to happen with Marcus Mariota. A lot of their guys are injured as well. Jordan Love just did not seem accurate to me, but his throws over the middle were so pretty, where he got 290 yards. It's pretty good. Josh Jacobs ran the ball pretty efficiently. You'd like for him to get receiving work, but not a single Packers running back. Actually, Chris Brooks, I believe, is the running back. He got 3 receptions and 4 targets. So Josh Jacobs is running the ball. That's all you're going to get from him. I think you got to give time to Matthew Goldman. I think he's an excellent buy low candidate. I think he is a great buy low candidate. If you can go out and get Golden, I think he's the guy. Love missed about 2 throws, which are 2 big plays for them. I'm telling you, if you can go out and get him for pretty cheap, just like trade a running back or something, I think that is 100% worth a play. Jaguars and Bengals. Joe Burrow is out for 3 months. That's really unfortunate. Hey, Ja'Marr Chase did really well without Joe Burrow. I'm really curious to see how this offense does. They're still 2-0, so there's something we know. I think Ja'Marr Chase should be fine, not where you picked him, first or second overall. I think T. Higgins. He did have that deep ball to T, which is good, but if Jake Browning can go out there and get it done, I think you're going to be fine in Cincinnati. I think Chase Brown probably might be one of the worst picks in the second round with this injury and how it's going to turn out. Jaguars side of the ball, Travis Hunter, it was one of those picks where you took him, you're like, I don't know what's going to happen. He was a high overall pick. It doesn't seem like he's going to be providing much. Brian Thomas Jr. by low. He is definitely going to be fine throughout the year. ETN looked efficient. Trevor Lawrence, get those picks out. If he stops those picks, he'll be fine. I think he's in a great system in Jacksonville. I think Jacksonville's bright future. I really think Liam Cohen can fix it. I really like that move for Jacksonville. This Giants game was awesome to watch. I watched that game. I was on red zone on the left side of the 1 o'clock in this. I had the Bills game on for a little. It got bad, so I switched to the Cowboys game. Cowboys game was awesome. Russ looked good. He should be the guy. It's obviously he's going to be the starter for a couple more weeks. Scadabo is 100% the guy in New York. He's the guy. If you took him, congrats. He's over Tracy. Neighbors, I told you Neighbors would be great this year. He proved that. Wando Robinson is definitely a guy to stash. If Russ is loving him, that's going to be a great play. Slayton, not really a guy. Just a deep ball guy. Not any fantasy value. Javonte Williams is going to be a play from here on out until you think otherwise. I'm rolling with him. I still think Dak's a great play. Obviously, CD's good. Jake Ferguson's a play. Pickens had a pretty solid game. Had that touchdown at the end. It's fine. Those are the fantasy values on that. But that was a high-scoring game. That was one of the best games. I think that was the game of the week. Lions are back. It took one game. They're fine. Gibbs, Montgomery's workload, I feel like, is starting to decrease a little, even though they split carries. Gibbs is just so much more efficient. You're going to be keep playing Gibbs. Montgomery's touchdown dependent. That's fine if you want to stick him in your lineup. If you're going to do, Goff should be in your lineup, especially this week. Amon-Ra, great. Jameis going to be in your lineup no matter what. He's a deep threat. I don't care. He caught two balls for 108 yards. That's going to happen every single game. Laporta, you're hoping he gets a touchdown there. Unfortunate Brock Wright got that one. Adunze, man, keep playing him. He's hot. That was a great game for Adunze. DJ Moore is definitely a play this week. I think these guys would be awesome. And then Caleb Williams is the play against Dallas. You saw how much Russell Wilson threw against that team. I think it's going to be a great game. It's going to be on primetime. Bears got to win one. I think they get it done this week. So you're going to have to rely on them. And I think that's it's Chicago's time here. I think Ben Johnson's going to be tired of it. And you're going to realize I'm going to pick a lot of upsets this week. I think, you know, you hit 0-2. You go 0-3, man, your season's over. Like, it's not over, obviously, but it's very, very concerning. So you're going to see a lot of teams playing on fire this weekend. A lot of teams that surprise, I believe, in week three. Also, you got 2 weeks of film, so it's very easy to recognize what's going to happen. Stafford is fine. Man, I wish I picked Puka. I just can't. I never get behind, you know, saying a guy's going to get injured. I know a guy's going to get injured. You can't draft like that. When Stafford's already injured and banged up, even like Nacua was last year, I just can't pull the trigger. I mean, Devontae Adams had a good game, 13 targets. If Matthew Stafford's playing, it's going to be Puka's top three, top five. Devontae Adams is 100% top 10. So those guys you want playing. Kyren, Blake Corum looked pretty efficient from the box score. And I watched the game a little. I'd be a little concerned. Not now, but I started getting a little concerned. Kyren got receiving work. It's such a challenge getting taken away with stuff. Cam Ward, he's going to be good. Just got to give him time. Got to give him time. And it's such a small market where they'll be giving him time. It's like Bryce Young. They're going to ride him out. Especially they can. Pollard is a play. It's pretty efficient. Just wish he got more receiving work receivers-wise in Tennessee. Stay the F away from those. Mike McDaniel is going to get fired in about a couple weeks. He's going to be the first coach fired. I told you that at the start of the year. I don't think he's a good coach. Drake May is going to be a play from here on out, especially against the Dolphins. Diggs is fine. Trayvon Henderson may be a bust. I'm telling you, hold on to him for a couple more weeks. At some point, he may break out, but Ramondre Stevenson is so efficient right now, I don't think it's going to happen. Antonio Gibson got way too much work. I'm very concerned on Trayvon Henderson. Buy him low if you can, but honestly, I don't think it's going to give you much value. Receiving work in the game, Ramondre had that big catch. 5 targets, 5 receptions. He's going to be riding with Ramondre the rest of the way if that was what Drake May wants. Drake May is in play. A-Chain, he can only get it done in the receiving game. And in PPR, he's going to thrive. Running the ball, he can't. If the Dolphins cannot establish the run game, Tua Tagovailoa will not do well. Tyreek Hill had a good game. I think he's going to get traded at the deadline. Two-way contender because Miami's not a contender. They're going to rebuild, and they're also going to hire a new coach who will figure things out next year. And keyword is next year. Mac Jones, really good game. Also, Spencer Rattler, really good game. That's really something interesting to know. Juwan Jennings and Ricky Purcell, I think they're both kind of plays from here on out. If you don't have Kittle and Ayuk, who else are they going to throw to? And obviously, they're throwing to CMC, so who cares? So I don't think the backup tight ends are in play. If you're going to play a guy, it looks like it's going to be Jake Tong. It's got the most targets, but you're going to need a couple more weeks on that. I would ask Mikey, my roommate, but Mikey actually doesn't watch Niners games, and he claims he's a huge Niners fan. So very questionable on that, but that's something else we can talk about for another day. Rattler, efficient. He's not going to be the quarterback next year, but threw the ball well. I don't know. Kamara ran the ball well. Juwan Johnson catches touchdowns. Shoot. Olave, probably a flex play from here on out. That's really it. And you're going to play Kamara as your RB2 every week. Josh Allen, tough game to get in the end zone for me. Luckily, I was very fortunate enough to already have won my game pretty easily this week, so that did not matter. If you listen to my podcast for probably the last 2-3 years, I always complain about how I picked Dez Bryant back a couple years ago. And there were so many guys who caught the ball, and there's always so many guys who catch the ball for Buffalo and the Green Bay Packers. So I would not play any Bills receivers. I would play James Cook. Looks very efficient, and he proved me wrong. He may be worth the contract, and he came out firing after this. 2 touchdowns. It's also against the Jets, but still, man, Jets are bad. Tyrod Taylor's in this week, so I think Garrett Wilson's value is up. Other than that, Breece Hall week one was a fluke. You know, they probably should have kept this guy called Aaron Rodgers, who threw some really good balls against the Seahawks. Threw 2 picks, but the 2 picks weren't bad. He threw an insane pass. Insane pass to Pat Freiermuth, and he dropped it. There's no one really to play in this receiving room. I would say Jalen Warren because he had 4 receptions for 86 yards. It was also at a 65 long. I told you DK Metcalf to be questionable. He got 11. He's lucky he got a touchdown. I'm going to say he's touchdown dependent from here on. Almost said Charbonnet lost the job last week. 15 carries for 10 yards, 0.7 yards average. And Kenneth Walker is 13 for 105, 8.1 in as long as his 20. It looks like it's Kenneth Walker's job back. Look like he locked in. Cooper Kupp Man, if you want to play him in your flex, feel free. JSN should have been a lot higher value pick. Browns, Ravens, man, it's Judkins backfield. It's Judkins now. He's back. He didn't play much camp, but he is a lot more efficient than every other guy is. Dylan Sampson, I thought he was getting a lot more receiving work. He did get a touchdown. You can't bank on that. I think if you're going to play a guy, you're playing Judkins at your two. Harold Fanning, very curious to watch in the next few weeks and how this goes. I hate to break it to you, unless it's a primetime game or it's on TV, I'm probably not going to watch the Browns game, so I don't know much. Could get Beck Jenke on, but the kicker is in Indianapolis, so I have no idea. Baltimore just couldn't run the ball the other day. You also got to realize that the Browns are the number one ranked defense in the NFL, and Lamar Jackson sell through for four touchdowns. Hopkins, man, he's playing well on the team. Zay Flowers, probably one of the pick of the years. Obviously, I'm not worried about Derrick Henry. He will figure it out when he's not playing against the number one defense in the NFL. Bo Nix finally got it back. Broncos should have won the game. I can't even explain. Troy Franklin, I'm telling you, he is the guy to pick up. If he is on your waivers, go get him because he has been balling recently. Dobbins currently has the job. He's a lot more efficient, and R.J. Harvey is not running the ball as well, so they're going to be riding with Dobbins the rest of the way. Colts, I wouldn't say Daniel Jones, they play. Still like to see up a couple more weeks. After 2 weeks of film, they'll have stuff on Daniel Jones to be curious. Jonathan Taylor ran the ball amazing. That's what they should be doing. Ty Warren, I told you, had the chance to finish as a tight end three and most likely tight end one this year, and at this rate, he is the steal of the draft. Should have picked him, but I took Kittle instead because I'm an idiot. Rice Young threw the ball 55 times, 328 yards. Yeah, man, I can't get behind Bryce Young. You can say he threw 300 yards. He also threw the ball 55 times. I can't get behind that. I don't think Bryce Young is a good quarterback. He can prove me wrong this week. I think Tet's the only guy you play in that receiving room. Renfro, man, he's playing really well. He will be on this team for a while. But, man, most points ever given up by a defense ever in the NFL, and they draft a receiver 8th overall because the receiver they took at 32nd overall sucks and had 8 targets. And 1 reception for negative 2 yards. First player ever to have 8 targets and negative yards receiving. James Conner is touchdown dependent. Hell, you got to ride it. I got to ride it too. Trey McBride is going to be a good pick. He was worth the value. Marvin Harrison is not doing anything differently last year. So if you watched the Cardinals last year, just go ahead and slap that on for this year because they look the exact same. Jalen Hurts cannot throw the ball to save his life. I'm really, the only reason I am putting him as a top 5 quarterback in the NFL is because he wins games. And I guess that's a quarterback stat now. Saquon Barkley, obviously Saquon Barkley. Thanks. AJ Brown is a bust. Devontae Smith, you got him later. He's going to be solid. He's going to be very curious to watch them this week against the Rams. I think it will be a great game. Mahomes wasn't great. Played a tough team. Actually, he ran the ball efficiently, so I'll take it. Mahomes looks good. Kelsey's the only guy you're playing this receiver room. Hollywood Brown is still seeing a little bit of Xavier Worthy's work. In a sense, I'm going to be very curious to see how Xavier Worthy does because he should have gotten the ball all the time week one. If his douchebag teammate Travis Kelce didn't injure him, Bijan Robinson looked great. Algier, I think, actually could be a sneaky play this week if you really need a running back. London will be fine. Pitts, man, he should be in your lineup every week in a 12-man league. I believe that. JJ's out. What does that mean? Well, Aaron Jones is on IR, so Jordan Mason is 100% RB2 moving forward. Would I be concerned about picking Justin Jefferson if I took him 5th overall? Yes, because you did not get the value and it was a bad pick, and I told you to take CeeDee Lamb over him. However, I think Carson Wentz will do a better job getting Justin Jefferson the ball. I think Kevin O'Connell will figure stuff out. The Vikings are still 1-1. They're panicking a lot. I think they will be completely fine. I'm telling you, Justin Jefferson will be fine from here on out because I believe Carson Wentz's priority will just be to get him the ball, and that's not what it was Sunday night. And I'm telling you, when Mike Hughes was guarding him in the second half, they should have gotten the ball, and they did not. Shout out my boy Mike. And D. Alford did pretty solid the other night, too. I'll give that. Rashad White ran the ball pretty efficiently. Bucky and Irving obviously got the bulk of that. Bucky Irving also had 6 receptions for 50 yards. Rashad White's a great handcuff, and if Bucky Irving somehow gets hurt, he would do really well. Abuka is a play from here on out, along with Mike Evans. Abuka should 100% be in your lineup. Nick Chubb, man, if you need a running back to play him. Nico, I don't think he's a great pick. Man, I'd be a little concerned if I was a Texans fan because they are in a very competitive division right now, and they are not playing well. Chargers, Raiders. Man, I think Ashton Jeanty, I know it's fairly early on, and Bijan was a little rusty this year, but he needs to figure his stuff out, honestly, especially pass blocking. He's not a good pass blocking running back. And this could be one of the picks. This would be a bad take if it doesn't pan out, but I'm going to say this would be one of the picks you look back on and you're like, why the hell should I take a running back early? That's what's going to be said, honestly, in a couple of years if he keeps playing at this rate, but he's a rookie. He'll be fine. Jimmy Myers told you one of the best picks of the draft. Brock Bowers receiving under was very free. on Monday night. He was a decoy. I think he'll be fine next week, but he's needing a little bit more time. He has that knee brace on his right or left knee, I saw, so that's something to monitor. Quentin Johnson, man, he's a deep ball threat, kind of like Jameson Williams. If you want to play that all week, you can. I think Justin Herbert's starting to turn into a more polished Jared Goff. I think Jared Goff's a better player, but I think he could be very efficient soon. I'd be concerned if I was Marion Hampton, but they split carries, so he'll be fine. At some point, he'll get going. Glad didn't play today because of the shoulder, but I would not be concerned. Again, I'm not going to say guys to play like Josh Allen all week. I'm just going to say guys who are sneaky plays. Obviously, you're playing Tyreek Hill, though, and A-Chain. That's really it. Bill's side of the ball, definitely James Cook and Josh Allen. Actually, I'm just going to name. I'm being a hypocrite and going against what I said. Don't listen to what I said 30 seconds ago. Packers, ooh, 100% Josh Jacobs, Tucker Kraft. I don't think you play anybody else, honestly. I think the Browns' defense is very good. I think also, in a sense, you're going to see Joe Flacco get benched in a couple of weeks because they will be 0-3 after this. Actually, hold up. Colts Titans would be interesting. I think Cam Ward is a guy if you want to throw out there, obviously do it. If you want to roll with Daniel Jones, hell, this week you need a guy to replace Joe Burrow. I'd roll with him. He's hot. Shoot, why not? I think Tyler Warren's a play. And who did the Titans play last week? Oh, yeah, I'd throw Michael Pittman in there too this week. Titans side of the ball, Tony Pollard, and that's it. Bengals, you want to throw in – actually, don't throw in Jake Browning. Throw in Jordan Mason, Jamar Chase, T. Higgins. You need Jake Browning, dude. He's going to be fired up. That'd be a good game to watch, honestly. If you're a fan and that's what's in your area, I would not be mad about watching that game. Steelers-Patriots, I think Drake May is not awful. I think this boot guy is doing really well, so that's something to monitor. Looks like Jalen Warren's RB1. I just can't get behind playing Rodgers in this game. I can get behind Drake May, but I just really can't get behind him. I probably Ramondre Stevenson because he's the back there, but no one I can get behind. Rams, Eagles, everyone, man. You got to throw them out there. That's going to be a great game. That's a 12 o'clock game. That should be the 3 o'clock game. It should be America's Game of the Week, but instead it's not, and I won't be able to watch it. So let me know how that game goes. That'll be a really good game. It'll be a really good fantasy game. Jets, Buccaneers, I'm telling you, Garrett Wilson's going to be doing really, really well this week. Baker out there. Bucky will be a great play this week, 100%. If you really, really need a guy, Rashad White will not be a bad play. That could be my sneaky play of the week, and that's what it's going to be. Raiders, Jacoby Myers, Brock. Obviously, Genty, you picked him so high. If you need a guy this week, roll. Don't roll with Geno. JCM, yes, throw him out there. Terry, Debo, 100%. I think Debo's going to have another great week. Falcons, Panthers. Need a quarterback, man. Throw Penix out there. He's going to be looking really good. Obviously, Bijan, Pitts, and London. Panthers side of the ball. Tet, maybe Chuba if you want to do it. I'm curious to see how Carolina's going to attack the Falcons this week. Texans and Jaguars. ETN, Trevor Lawrence, BTJ, Texans, Nick Chubb, Nico. Broncos, Chargers. But yeah, I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. I don't think Dobbins is going to do well this week. I think Bo Nix. And I think also Cortland Sutton. And then Jay Herbo. I wouldn't play Quentin Johnson. I would just go Justin Herbert. Saints Seahawks, really, if you need a sneaky guy, really need a guy, throw out Rattler. I think he'll be solid. Seahawks side of the ball, need Darnold to roll with him, JSN, Kamara. Cowboys, Bears, be a high-scoring game. Throw everybody out there. DJ Moore, Adunze. DeAndre Swift, Caleb, Dak, Javonte Williams, CD, Pickens, Ferguson's going to be a great game. Same thing with Cardinals, Niners, throw everybody out there. Chiefs, Giants. Need Russ, roll with Russ. Neighbors, obviously. Scadaboo. Kelsey, I think, scores. Taylor Swift's going to be there. Guarantee it. Mahomes. Running room sucks. Play Worthy if he goes. How to handle Worthy's injury. If you have a guy playing on Sunday or Monday night, do it. So that way you have a replacement for it. Kind of stinks it's not Sunday, but it is what it is. Lions, Ravens, everyone's going to be a shootout. It'll be a sweet game. I'm exhausted. I'm so sorry. I'm so tired. Get the center in 20 minutes. Defenses I like this week. Bills, Packers, Colts, Steelers, Bucks. Raiders, Falcons. I'm surprised I'm saying that. Seahawks. That's it. Thursday Night Football, Dolphins, Bills. Bills, they're going to cover too. Packers, Browns. It's going to be closer than you think. Browns cover, but Packers win. Colts, Titans. Give me the Titans. Upset of the week. Bengals, Vikings. Vikings are at home. They're home. Steelers, Patriots. Steelers. Rams, Eagles. Eagles, they're at home. I was going to take the Rams. Eagles are at home. Bucks, Jets. Be a lot closer than you think. Baker's banged up. Jets cover. Bucks win. Raiders, Commanders. Commanders, they're at home. Falcons, Panthers, Falcons. Not even thinking about it. Texans, Jags, Jags. Broncos, Chargers, Chargers. Saints, Seahawks. Seahawks, Saints cover. Cowboys, Bears, Bears. They got to get one. They got to get one. Cardinals, Niners. Cardinals, man. They go up 3-0. I think that's what happens. Chiefs, Giants. Man, Chiefs can be a lot closer to the game than you think. Lions, Ravens. What's going to happen in this game? I was thinking about this today. Whoever wins this game is going to be glorified. Whoever loses this game is going to say, yeah, it's two tough losses, but at the end of the season, they can't be good teams. Take the Ravens there at home. Like always, I'm your favorite host, Bach. If you listen this far, 20 minutes, I appreciate you. Thank you very much. Charlie Deegan will be coming on next week. It's going to be a good one. I think people really like that one. A lot of people listen. Like always, I'm my favorite host, Bach, and we will see you next time.